Welcome to the Young and Ambitious podcast, a podcast for ambitious young people who want to master their mindset, launch a business, and make their dream life. I'm your host, Nika Molini. I am the positivity boss and Gen Z's personal growth coach. I help young people get clear on their goals and design a life they love through working on their mindset and implementing successful personal growth strategies. Let's get right into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast, a personal growth podcast for Gen Z. Today, we have Ruben here with us, who is a young entrepreneur and kind of like a Gen Z expert. And he is going to tell us a little bit more about himself. So welcome.
So again, thank you for having me on your podcast. A bit about myself. I'm a Generation Z. I'm actually right now in college and taking a business course. And I fell in love with entrepreneurship when I was 17, 18. And ever since, I've really pursued that lifestyle. And yeah, I'm a founder of a social media platform called Novi. And that's pretty much it, yeah.
All right, cool. So you're really enthusiastic about Gen Z, right? And like you love kind of learning about them. So can you tell us more about Gen Z, like how they're different? Like what are some of the main things you've learned?
Yeah, so Generation Z, they're always looking for more value and less time. Like, you know, before millennials or Generation X, they were people who were okay with what was given to them. But Generation Z now, they're always looking for convenient ways of doing something. And that's why I think, you know, a lot of Generation Z, they have that entrepreneurship style, like lifestyle in them, because they're looking at a situation there and they're thinking, I can make this more convenient for the end user. And like, I think I know everything about Generation Z because I've literally been reading up on them. Like they have an 8-second attention span. They're on their phone most of the time. They are the future. They're definitely going to speed up the innovation in entrepreneurship. I've met so many young entrepreneurs at like 15, 16, and they've seen problems that I haven't ever seen, and they're creating solutions. And they're only 16. You know, at 16, I was still like thinking what I want to do with my life, but I've met so many young people. I'm just shocked at the demographic, and you know, hopefully, Generation Z won't get the same banter millennials got, because before, when Generation X would talk about millennials, it would be very negative. But all I can see from Generation Z is a lot of positivity.
So, learning a little bit more about you, like, have you always been entrepreneurial? And like with your social media company, what led you to start that?
Well, I still remember when I was like, I don't know, 10 years old, 9 years old or something along those lines. I loved playing Lego, and I feel like that was the moment where I kind of was an entrepreneur. I loved creating things. And even at a young age, I was playing soccer, and I think that's a bit of, you know, a bit of entrepreneurship lifestyle. You know, you're basically derailing from the whole, you know, going to school and getting a job. And at the young age, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just didn't know what I wanted to do. And regarding the social media platform, I just love people. I like getting to know people. And the fact that I can create a social media platform and it will have all these people in it, like, it just, you know, brings a smile to my face. Because like even yourself, when I first met you, I was just so excited on how much you've achieved for, you know, at your age. I was like, you know, I love meeting new people, and having a social media platform that allows people to find people that they have something in common with is something that is a exciting feeling.
Right. Kind of getting into that, like, do you think finding community and connection is like a struggle for Generation Z, because they don't use Facebook, so they don't really use Facebook groups. So it's kind of like Where do they go really to like find a group or like a community outside of people they already know?
Yeah, that's actually something that I was talking to my buddy about. Facebook groups is something that like you can find people in common. Like when I was 18, I was in this group. It was like something Carlton Soccer, and it would show like all these guys who wanted to play soccer at Carlton, and that's how I would find friends, because you know I was very enthusiastic about soccer, so I would meet these people and we would have something in common. With Instagram, there isn't really something that really finds people, like that helps you find people. And that's one thing that we're going to tackle on Novi. One feature I was thinking about is basically, if you're trying to find a person, you can put a little like, you know, have you seen the application Shaper?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's how I met Glenn. He had in his bio entrepreneurship. And when I was scrolling through all of those, like it's basically a Tinder for businesses. But when I started scrolling through all those people, I saw Glenn and it said entrepreneurship. And I'm like, you know what, let me connect with him. And I think that's one thing that Facebook groups was really, like that really helped people out, finding new people, like finding people with common interests. But yeah, I think there's a barrier of, there's a barrier in finding people you have in common with. And if you're on Instagram, you don't really have that option. And it's unfortunate. Hopefully they'll create something that will have groups, but hopefully Novi is going to be the first platform that really introduces that feature for Generation Z.
And how is Novi going to do that? Like, what is the feature going to look like?
So the feature is basically, let's say for instance, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm looking for other entrepreneurs. So there's going to be a category where you can find people based on like a section. Like let's say for instance, I put in, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm a Generation Z expert. So when people are looking through entrepreneurship and Generation Z, they'll find someone like me. So if you, for instance, like soccer, you put in one of the things you like I like soccer, I like basketball, I like video games. And then once people are scrolling through, they can find people in your city or in different cities. So that's something that we've talked about with my partner, and we see a big opportunity.
Yeah, that's really exciting, because something that worries me about Gen Z is that like they're not connecting enough, you know, and then because of that, they feel really isolated. So it's like,
oh yeah, I guarantee. Yeah, you're definitely right. Like for instance, like Instagram shows you the life of like everyone is a superstar. And if there was a place I can go and I can meet a person like you, I would go to that place. But there's not really a social media that does that. The best thing you can find is LinkedIn. And you know how on LinkedIn, like you can type in like software developer and you'll find all the software developers. On Instagram, you don't really have that. So that's one negative thing. And yeah, like if it wasn't for meeting with Glenn, I would be at home just on Instagram right now. So, you know, I think that's one thing, like generations are all cooped up on Instagram and they don't realize there's another life out there that they can experience.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Cool. So getting into like some other aspects of this podcast and like learning more about you, what have been some challenges you've overcome to get to where you are today?
I think the biggest one is my parents. My parents come from like a culture where, you know, you have to go to school, you have to get a job, and you know, that's like the best life. And it's very conservative, but you know, when I first started getting into entrepreneurship, they were very hesitant. They didn't want me to go there because with entrepreneurship, it's, you know, you can either succeed or you can really fail. And even when you fail, it's beneficial because one thing I learned about entrepreneurship, you really understand who you are, what your weaknesses are, what your strengths are. And you try to have other people come in so they can work on the things that you're weak on. So yeah, I think the parents was the biggest thing. My parents were, and still are very, very hesitant on me taking this path in life. But you know, you're only 20 once, right? So I say take the opportunity. If you fail, you fail. You can always get a job at 25. You can always go to college at 25. Nothing's gonna happen. I say, you know, for all young entrepreneurs, just really focus. Like, if you want to be an entrepreneur, give one whole year, sacrifice, don't talk to friends, just work on your craft, and you'll really see good results.
Right. So yeah, basically, to other young people, would you give that advice to really just follow your heart despite what your parents are saying?
Sorry, what was that again? Sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
Oh, I said, so you'd basically encourage other young people to follow their dreams, like, despite what their parents would say.
Yeah, so, like, I was talking to my buddy yesterday, and I said, back in the day, my parents didn't have a choice on what they want to do. Like, you know, it was like, it was either you follow in your parents' footsteps, or you do something that, you know, guarantees you like some money to put some food on the table. But now with Generation Z and living in this amazing country, Canada, we have a choice on what we want to do. And, you know, our parents are looking at us and thinking, oh my God, like, what are you doing? And the thing that I feel like most parents don't understand is we have so much opportunity. Like, back in the 80s, you know, maybe we might have not had these little events. You know, or what I'm trying to say is we have lots of choice now, and we can do whatever we want. And I say, if you love something, do it. And if you fail, take that as a, you know, take it as your L. Who cares what other people say? And I think, yeah, that's the biggest thing. Like, generations that have a choice, and I say pursue and do whatever you love.
I love that. So what keeps you motivated and inspires you?
One thing, making people feel happy. You know, when you do something, when you do a good deed for someone and they say thank you and they really appreciate it, that's something that, that's a feeling that's very priceless. You can't experience that with anything else. And having a product that I can give out to people and, you know, they see value in it and they say, oh my God, this is something that's very, very convenient. That just keeps you motivated. The fact that I can make people feel happy and I can solve one little problem, that just keeps me motivated at night. And, you know, even though some days I'm feeling down, I'm thinking, you know what, there's really a lot of value in what I'm doing, and it's bigger than me. I'm really helping other people, you know, solve these little problems. Like, even like with companies like Airbnb, like, no one knew that Airbnb would be a big thing, but Airbnb is really helping out people. You know, why go to a hotel when you can have like your own, you can go to someone's place. And even with Airbnb, people are like the people who let the landlords, they're getting money. So, you know, a passive income, like, basically Airbnb created a passive income for landlords. And maybe they thought it wouldn't succeed, but it seems like it is. So I think that when you're an entrepreneur, you want to make sure you're helping people. You're making their life much easier, and hopefully Novi can achieve that.
I love that. So the last question is, what advice would you give your younger self?
Well, I kind of said it again before, but when I was young, I was trying to be an entrepreneur, and I had parents who were trying to, you know, make me feel like make me more conservative. You know, go to school, get a job, and that's the biggest regret I have in life. You know, I was trying to satisfy them, and again, what we've learned from past experiences, when you try to satisfy someone else, it's not worth it. It backfires. You know, they're always going to be unsatisfied. So if you are internally happy, you will make people around you happy. And that's the biggest thing that I find that Generation X have a problem with, is they're looking at young people and, you know, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, and they're extremely happy. And with Generation X, they're not happy because they didn't choose what they wanted to do. They chose what was giving them income. And that's the thing. If you want to be a musician, do that. You know, if that makes you happy, do it. If you want to be a gamer on YouTube, go ahead, do that. Do whatever makes you happy. And that's the biggest thing I regret. And, you know, right now I'm doing what I love. So hopefully I can do what I love for the next couple of years.
Aw, what a perfect note to end on. Awesome. So yeah, if people want to learn more about you, like, where can they find you?
Well, you were the one who told me I should create a personal brand on Instagram. So I should probably start doing that. But if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram at Novvy, N-O-V-V-Y. And I have 3 posts right there, but, you know, I'm bringing in people who can create content for me. So, you know, yeah, look out, everyone. A new social media platform is coming your way.
Okay, but like also LinkedIn, right?
Oh yeah, LinkedIn. Yeah. I haven't really posted much on LinkedIn, but again, I'm gonna start doing that. Yeah, LinkedIn, Instagram, on Twitter as well. I'm gonna have to talk to you about personal branding because I'm still not sure how to do that. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So find him, Ruben Akopian. Is that how you say it? Yeah. So
oh, that's funny. Yeah, I didn't even mention my name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Ruben, like the sandwich, but with the O, R-O-U-B-N. And yeah.
I didn't know there was a sandwich called Ruben. Okay.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Usually when people, when I meet people, I'm like, they ask me, what's my name? They kind of get confused. I'm like, just think of the sandwich. Just think of the sandwich, Ruben sandwich. They used to sell them at like Harvey's or Arby's. I forgot. It was a popular sandwich.
Okay, yeah. Probably as a vegan, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I just know my avocado toast, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. So, yeah, thank you, everyone, for listening. Make sure to leave us a review if you enjoyed this podcast. Share it with all of the young people in your life, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It really helps us get this out there and impacting more lives. Now, make sure to also take a screenshot and tag at Neetha Moini and at The Positivity Boss on your podcast. And make sure to join the Young Bosses Collective Facebook group, where we have a community of young, ambitious people all supporting each other. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye.